Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at training the young dressage horse in the very early days. So from when they're weaned up until the age of 3 years, many horses are left to their own devices, living out with a few companions. However, experts agree that early handling and groundwork go a long way towards producing a mannerly and trainable horse when the time comes to back him and begin his ridden career. So the work that you do in the horse's early years will have a huge impact on his future success as a dressage horse. So take your time with every element of the horse's training and don't be tempted to rush. So let's talk about the early lessons. So your horse's early lessons should be kept short and sweet, and do a little at a time to build trust. Now if you have a problem or a setback, then just go back a step or two and start over until the horse accepts the exercise. So here are 7 things to work on with your young dressage horse. So number 1, leading. Now one of the first things that your horse must learn is to be led. So for early lessons it can be helpful to have 2 handlers, especially if your youngster is feisty. So use a head collar and a cotton lead rope. Now a chain is not suitable for use with a baby as it is too severe, and if the horse pulls back, never severely yank on the rope as that could lead to rearing or head shying. Now if the horse won't walk forwards, then don't pull on the rope as that causes pressure behind the poll, which often causes panic, and using a whip may frighten the horse. Instead, position one handler on either side of the horse and push the horse forward with a hand on his thigh or use a butt rope. Now to create a butt rope, take a long lead rope across the horse's back and pass it under his tail so that it lies across the thighs, forming a figure of 8, and apply gentle pressure. But make sure that the horse accepts being touched before you introduce the butt rope. Now if the horse still won't walk forward, then try walking in zigzag lines, as the horse will find resistance harder if his neck is bent. And don't give up, keep on patiently repeating the process. So number 2 is tying. Now your youngster must learn to be tied and to stand quietly. So distract the horse with a hay net or some food and begin by passing the rope through a piece of baling twine attached to a tie ring. Now once the horse accepts that, then tie him with a quick release knot just in case he panics and pulls back. And number 3 is standing. Now nobody wants a horse that walks off whilst you're trying to get on. So teaching the youngster to stand still and understand voice commands such as whoa or stand is important. So use a voice command and a gentle bit of pressure on the head collar to teach him to stop and stand still. Now stand for just a few seconds before praising the horse and asking him to walk forwards again. And if the horse moves, correct him immediately, and then gradually increase the length of standing time as the horse becomes more confident. Number 4 is blanketing. Now teaching the horse to accept a blanket or rug is another important lesson that he must learn. So start by folding the blanket into a small square and drape it over the horse's withers, and then gradually unfold it in small sections, and only move on to the next stage when the horse is relaxed. Now take your time when teaching the horse to accept a blanket, because this is the first step towards introducing a saddle, so it's crucial that you don't rush it. And number 5 is hosing and vacuuming. Now when the horse is ridden, you'll want to wash him down, and in the winter months, you'll probably want to clip him. So begin gaining the horse's confidence with water and noisy gadgets when he's young. So introduce the hose by letting the horse see and sniff it first, and then turn the water on and allow it to flow over the horse's feet and up his legs. Now if the horse is nervous of the water, it can be helpful to use a wet sponge on his legs first. Now when introducing the vacuum, show it to the horse first and then turn it on, and it can be helpful to allow the horse to watch another horse being vacuumed too. Now note that you should never tie the horse up when introducing a potentially scary experience, just in case he panics and pulls back. So number 6 is loading. Now if you want to get out and compete your horse in the years to come, he must learn to go into a trailer or horse box. So start training your horse to load from day one, especially if he's not confident. Now clearly, the horse must have travelled to your yard in a trailer or a lorry, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's a confident traveller. And lastly, number 7, picking up his feet, having the farrier and being shod. Now your horse must learn to accept having his feet picked up and held. Now most youngsters tend to plant their feet or shift their weight onto the foot that you want to lift, and horses will generally push back against pressure rather than moving away from it. So, rather than trying to shove the horse off the offending foot, ask him to move forward slightly and then lift the foot as he releases it. Now, before having your horse shod, it's best to ask the farrier to trim his feet a few times first, and time the farrier's visits to coincide with other horses being shod, and you can tie your horse next to an experienced old animal that will stand quietly while the farrier works. And your new horse can then watch his stable companion being shod and become familiar with the smells and sounds. Now, rather than expecting your youngster to accept shoes all round, it's best to have only his front feet shod the first few times. The hind feet are usually more problematic when it comes to shoeing, as many horses feel insecure when their hind feet are lifted up and held. So you can discuss with your farrier the best way to move forward with this. So next, let's move on to discussing training theories. So according to behaviourist B.F. Skinner in 1938, positive reinforcement strengthens behaviour whilst punishment weakens it. So if a young horse becomes distracted or anxious with a task, you should back off the pressure and ask for only small steps of progress and give lots of verbal praise and ask the horse to do something that he is confident and familiar with. You can then go back to new lessons later on in smaller increments. So now let's talk about proprioception. Now, proprioception is the term used to describe the sense of recognising where all the parts of the body are positioned at any given time. So it's the sense that allows you to walk in the dark without falling over. Now, in young horses, the sense of body awareness is typically lacking in relation to what the handler asks of the horse. Now, you can improve the horse's physical coordination, build trust, and encourage cooperation by incorporating patterns of movement into the early training. So, leading the horse over poles and around obstacles helps to improve his balance and coordination, whilst also encouraging him to learn in a relaxed state. Now, while teaching these exercises, you should carry a whip. Now the whip is not there for punishment, but rather as an extension of the handler's arm to provide directional cues to the horse and to keep him focused on the job in hand. So let's talk about the labyrinth exercise. Now the labyrinth exercise involves using 6 long poles placed on the ground with enough space between them to allow the horse to walk through without tripping. So you can use these poles to practice stopping and starting, as well as leading the horse around tighter turns and corners. Now, as you lead the horse through the poles, he learns to balance himself, as well as becoming more flexible and coordinated. And the exercise also teaches the horse to remain focused on you and helps him to improve obedience. And you can also teach the horse to move backwards by using this exercise. So now let's talk about desensitization training. Now a tense, spooky horse will not be given good marks in a dressage test, and many horses will benefit from undergoing desensitization training as youngsters. Now this type of training helps to curb the horse's natural fight or flight instinct, which is what causes tension and spookiness in strange surroundings or when faced with unfamiliar sounds or sights. So introduce objects and obstacles, some of which could be noisy, into the arena one at a time. Now, don't do everything all at once, as this is equivalent to throwing your horse in at the deep end and may result in sensory overload. So examples of objects that you could use include ground poles, plastic bags, flags, balls, streamers, jump stands, fillers, umbrellas, and tarpauling. And you can lead the horse around and over the objects until he is relaxed and calm. But keep the lessons brief, ideally lasting no more than 10 to 15 minutes. And remember that safety comes first when working your horse from the ground, so always use an enclosed arena that gives you enough space to get out of the way if necessary. And remember to wear your hat, boots and gloves, and never wrap the lead rope around your hand. So the last thing we're going to talk about in this podcast is introducing tack. Now you can introduce items of tack, such as a saddle pad, a surcingle and a bridle, when the horse is approaching 2 years of age. Now rather than lunging, which can place too much stress on the horse's developing muscles and joints, try long reining instead, as that will accustom the horse to the feel of the contact and to the reins touching his sides, which is all important preparation for the ridden work. Now when the horse is rising three, you can introduce a saddle, weight in the stirrups and over the horse's body. And finally, a rider can sit on the horse but only in walk, and the horse should be given a few months off before work resumes. Now if you don't have any experience in breaking youngsters, then it's sensible to hire someone who does to do the job for you. But if you do want any more information on that process, our next podcast episode is going to follow on from this one, and we're going to talk about training the young dressage horse and starting under saddle. But to wrap this episode up, when it comes to training the young dressage horse, it's important to take your time. So remember to proceed with patience and tact throughout the early weeks and months. Now, if you do have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, training diaries, books and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.